with this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, May 24th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, we'll have some Memorial Conference baseball for you in an all-Plymouth County matchup as the 8th-ranked team in Class 1A, the Galen Catholic Jays, head to Akron, to Western Plymouth County, to take on the Westerners of Akron Westfield. A couple of teams playing some great baseball to start the year. We'll have all the action for you from beautiful Sargent Field in Akron right here on KLEM Radio with pregame coverage around 7:20 or so. Pitch at about 7:30. Again, you can catch all the action right here on KLEM Radio, online at KLEM1410.com as the Westerners meet up with the Jays in high school baseball tonight in Akron. And it's a fun time of year in the sports season right now. We're getting spring state tournaments, state action, and summer openers, summer regular season action around Plymouth County. Let's take a look at the state action, first of all, from yesterday. Boys tennis, Class 1A state doubles tournament. Michael Meese and Evan Pratt of Lamar's, they were competing down in Waterloo in the round of 16. Michael Meese and Evan Pratt, they defeated their team opponent from Grundy Center, 6-2-6-0 win. So Meese and Pratt moved on to the quarterfinals yesterday, where they lost to the overall 4 seed in the bracket from Waverly Shell Rock, 6-4-6-1. But they would get an opportunity once again in the consolation quarterfinal round, and they took advantage of that opportunity, beating a team from Boone, 6-4-7-5. And so Michael Meese and Evan Pratt are still alive for as best 5th place finish in the Class 2A state doubles tournament field. They'll continue that today in Waterloo. In Ames yesterday, the second round of the Class 1A Boys State Golf Tournament taking place at the Ames Golf and Country Club. It was Hillcrest Academy who ends up taking the title. They shot 82 over par to finish in first place. West Fork was second, 87 over par. Kingsley Pearson, a great time at the state tournament. They shot 92 over par and finished third as a team. Remsen St. Mary's was fifth, 108 over par, and Galen Catholic took home an eighth place finish, 123 strokes over par. On the individual leaderboard, a tie for the individual title between an Iowa City Regina golfer and a Hamburg golfer. Dawson Barthel had an outstanding state tournament. He finished third in the state in Class 1A for Galen Catholic, 10 over par. After a great first day, went 3 over par, 7 over par in the second round, and again finishing third in the state in 1A. Other Plymouth County individuals, Emerson Pratt tied for 11th for Kingsley Pearson in the state. He was 17 over par. Vincent Quetling of KP, he tied for 13th, 18 over par. Remsen St. Mary's best golfer was Colin Homan. He placed 15th at 20 over par. And Kingsley Pearson's Bo Bubke finished 25th. He was 26 over par. But a great showing again. The Kingsley Pearson boys golf team, third place. Remsen St. Mary's was fifth. Galen Catholic, eighth. But they did get Dawson Barthel, third place finish individually in the Class 1A state golf tournament. Now to some regional postseason action from yesterday. It was girls soccer regional semifinal day in Class 2A Region 8. Lamar is trying to continue their postseason run. Tough matchup with 7th-ranked Spencer. Well, the Tigers got the better of the Bulldogs in that matchup by a final of 10-0, ending Lamar's season with an overall record of 7-11. On the other side of that bracket, by the way, Dennis and Schleswig, they went up to Spirit Lake and knocked off the Indians. Spirit Lake Park Okoboji falls to Dennis and Schleswig 2-1, so it'll be the Monarchs and the Tigers for a trip to the girls' state soccer tournament. And yesterday was the season opener for Lamar's Community Softball. They opened up the year with a road split against Sioux City North last night. The Bulldogs dropped game 1-4-2 and won the second game by a final of 12-4. The Bulldogs were under the direction of a new head coach for the games. Brooke Harder took over the program left by Keely Steffen last year. And Coach Harder says she's been looking forward to getting this opportunity to coach the Bulldogs in an actual game for quite a while.
I got hired last spring, so, you know, it's been a long time coming. It's been basically over a year now, so kind of just been waiting, and, you know, finally the day came, so I was excited. Truthfully, I was really nervous, but I'm glad the way we responded, especially in game 2. You know, dropping game 1 right off the bat was a little nerve-wracking, but, you know, I'm glad that we could respond and come back game 2 for a big win.
And Lamar's did fail to capitalize on many scoring opportunities in the first game, leaving 11 total runners on base. But that changed in the second game when Lamar's was able to blow things open late. They scored 3 runs in both the 5th and the 6th inning, and they scored 5 runs total in the 7th, with 2 coming on a home run from Libby Larris. Coach Harder says 2-out hitting made the difference in scoring runs in Game 2 versus leaving runners on base in Game 1.
Obviously, Game 1, we left a lot of runners on base, and I said, Game 2, we got to bring them around. We got to find a way. Our 2-out hitting was fantastic this second game, and that's, I think, where we really jumped on them. We took advantage of the first pitcher's walks, to put some runners on, and, you know, timely hits really helped us out this game.
In the circle, Lamar's went to a 3-time All-MRAC pitcher in Lizzie Kuntz for the first game and Brenna Larris, a sophomore, for the second game. Each pitcher brought something valuable to their game for the Bulldogs, and Coach Harder also says they had some pretty good defensive play behind them most of the night.
Lizzie threw well. She's not one that's going to walk a lot. Typically, she gets ahead in the count right away. But we'll continue to work on it with her. I thought Brenna threw lights out. She was fantastic. She really battled. You know, there were times we'd get runners on base, and, you know, she really dug deep and held on. Same with the infield. You know, we had to tell them, stand your ground, right? You know, play it tough, okay? No, don't let anything through. So I was really happy with that infield performance. You know, outfield worked hard for the balls that were hit to them.
Lamar starts the year off 1-1 and will continue to be on the road tomorrow night when they travel down to Council Bluffs to take on Abe Lincoln. Coach Harder says while the defense did play well at times, there are a lot of things that they need to fix on the defensive end before the next games.
Pop-ups behind bases, deep fly balls hit off the fence, you know, reading them off the fence a little better, not running just straight to the fence, but trying to catch them on the rebound, and just basic rotations through the infield. So, you know, got a couple things to work on.
And the Bulldogs will have their home opener on Tuesday next week when they match up with Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson for a doubleheader. Let's take a look at the rest of softball and baseball action from yesterday on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll continue with MRAC softball, where Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln swept Council Bluffs' TJ 8-4 and 9-8. 14th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton and Sioux City East, they split their doubleheader. The Warriors walked off the Black Raiders in Game 1, 4-3. Then East got the better of the Warriors in Game 2, 3-0. In the Wario Conference last night, 14th-ranked Akron Westfield, they took down Galen Catholic via the run rule, 13-3 in 6 innings. Mackenzie Hughes had a great day at the plate for the Westerners, 4-for-4. She doubled and drove in 4 runs for the Westerners. She also got some help at the plate from Lainey Schutneck and Josie Jacobs. They each had 2 RBIs in the win. Galen had a great day from the leadoff hitter, Larissa Poland. Get this, went 3-for-3 and had 3 triples. You just don't see that in softball very often. Haley Lubin drove in 2 RBIs in the loss for Galen Catholic. Also in the Wario Conference last night, GTRA beat Harris Lake Park 15-14. In Western Valley Conference softball, Ridgeview beat Kingsley Pearson 16-6 in 5 innings. 11th-ranked West Monona over MVAOCOU 13-2-6. Woodbury Central beat OABCIG 11-5. And River Valley run-ruled Whiting 10-0 in 5 innings. To the baseball scoreboard yesterday in the MRAC, Lamar's baseball handed Sioux City North their first MRAC loss of the year, 8-6 in 9 innings. When the Stars would get the better of the Bulldogs in the second game, 10-0. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln, they split with Council Bluffs' TJ. The Lynx got the first game 5-4, and the Yellow Jackets got the second game 7-6. Bishop Heelan swept Sioux City West away 12-2 and 10-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Sioux City East in Game 1, 4-3 in 8 innings. And the Black Raiders got the better of the Warriors in Game 2, 5-4 in 9 innings. In the Wargo Conference last night, 8th-ranked Galen Catholic gave head coach Lloyd Kraft his first win as the head coach of the Jays, a 3-0 shutout victory over the West Sioux Falcons. Hinton, they defeated West Monona big time, 11-1. Got a great day on the mound from Dylan Hartman, 5 2/3 innings, just 1 hit, struck out 10 in the dominant win for the Blackhawks. Brogan Lake went 1-for-3. He doubled and drove in 2 runs. West Lyon beat Unity Christian 3-1, and Harris Lake Park stomped GTRA 17-4. In the Western Valley Conference last night, 5th-ranked Kingsley Pearson opened their season with a dominant 8-0 win over Lawton Bronson. How dominant was it? Well, how about a combined no-hitter led by Boston Duskett on the bump? 4 1/3 innings of work. He allowed 3 walks, 10 strikeouts. He combined for the no-no with Tyler Cook and Connor Bielner, as well as Easton Nissen. Emerson Pratt went 1 for 3 and a couple of RBIs as he was able to get back from State Golf to compete for the Panthers on the baseball diamond. And finally, in Western Valley Conference Baseball, it was MVAOCOU shutting out Westwood 7-0. We'll quickly get to Little League scores here in junior boys action. Rays beat the Royals 10-4 yesterday. Mariners blow by the D-backs 14-1. Major boys scores. Cubs beat the Angels 7-3. A's over the Dodgers 11-3. Yankees beat the White Sox narrowly 4-3. Rockies shut out the Phils 8-0. Pirates beat the Mets 6-2. In minor league boys action, a couple of ties. Knights and Hooks in a scoreless tie. Emeralds and River Bandits tied at 10. Tin Caps beat the Bulls 7-6. Ironbirds over the Raptors 8-3. Timber Rattlers win a high scoring one over the Bats 13-11, and the Red Wings beat the Grasshoppers 8-5. And in junior girls action, it was the Eagles taking down the Hawks big time 16-3. As always, all these scores and more can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab in the drop down menu, click on sports, scores, and results. Now to the schedule today. The second day of the boys' state tennis tournament continues. Michael Meese and Evan Pratt, they will be in action in the consolation semifinal round. They need to win 2 matches today to finish in 5th place overall in the 1A doubles bracket. To the softball schedule today, Hartley Melbourne Sanborns at MMCRU. That's listed as a varsity doubleheader tonight. Remsen St. Mary's is at Hinton. West Sioux at Unity Christian. In the Western Valley Conference, Woodbury Central's at Alta Aurelia. Ridgeview at Cherokee. West Monona's at Riverside. In baseball tonight in the Warrigal Conference, our contest tonight brings you Galen Catholic at Akron Westfield. Again, pregame at 7:20 here on KLEM. First pitch around 7:30. Top-ranked Remsen St. Mary's is in action at Hinton. Hartley Melvin Sanborns at MMCRU and West Sioux at Unity Christian. And in the Western Valley Conference in baseball tonight, Woodbury Central's at Alta Aurelia. Ridgeview's at Cherokee and West Monona is at Riverside. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com, including rankings, preseason rankings for Iowa Girls High School softball. 2 Plymouth County teams are mentioned there. We'll go through those rankings in their entirety tomorrow, but you can check them out right now on our website at KLEM1410.com. Don't forget, you can also follow us on Twitter for sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.